Puerto Rican rapper Viano Antiano is ready to hit the road this spring. She'll perform her debut album, La Sustancia X, across Latin America and Europe. Her songs put femininity front and center, and they're breaking barriers in Urbano music, as NPR's Isabella Gomez Sarmiento reports.
Viano Antiano, the Antillean villain, opens her record by casting a spell. But this is not the start of a quiet, gentle meditation. It's a party fueled by sex, drugs, swagger, and gender politics. I'm not an artist, I'm a movement, brags the 27-year-old Puerto Rican rapper. It's a bold statement to kick off her first full-length album. But as she's being hailed the first trans artist to make waves in Urbano, and with more than 4 million monthly listeners on Spotify, Viano Antiano knows that La Sustancia X is less of an introduction and more of a grand entrance.
I feel like I also have a lot of magic around me to draw from, you know? A lot of excellent music has been made in Puerto Rico.
She grew up surrounded by that excellence, mainly salsa, reggaeton, and rock en español. But when it came time to find a sound of her own, she turned to rap, trap, and witty rhyme schemes. No soy facilita, no soy cáscara de coco. Yo voy poco a poco y tú te tiraste a lo loco por saoco.
Ilúcete conmigo que te tiro un soplamoco. Aún no han estudiado los poderes que invoco. In Puerto Rico, we bend language a certain way. And in the Caribbean as a whole, we bend either Spanish or English or whatever language was imposed on us by colonization in very particular ways.
Viano Antiano came up as an underground rapper in the Puerto Rican scene. She spent nearly 3 years working on her album, all while releasing carefully crafted collaborations with other queer and women artists like Young Miko, Pau Pau, and Rainau. But last year marked a turning point in Viano's career, especially when she worked with rising Argentinian producer Bizarrap. That performance has racked up over 187 million views on YouTube. Shortly after, Bad Bunny, the top-streamed artist in the world, invited Viano on stage to perform with him during a show in San Juan. Then, a few months ago, Viano released her magnum opus. She says much of the album is a testament to the way that she interacts with her femininity through her creative process. Part of that was starting hormone replacement therapy.
I feel like I really became a better musician once I took steps that closened me to my womanhood and my femininity. Soy una mujer llena de poder. Puedo decidir cómo puedo defender.
Yo puedo matar, pero puedo comprender. Yo te puedo amar y te puedo someter. One of the standout songs on the album, Mujer, relishes in that connection. It's a collaboration with singer and composer Ile, who's been at the forefront of political protest music in Puerto Rico in recent years. Tengo derecho a decirte que no. Nadie controla el rumbo de mi vida. No fue la historia ni lo que tocó. Es el poder que hay en mí todavía. Y te podría tirar en lo. I always like songs that make me want to dance, but at the same time, they give me something more. Mujer is a feminist rallying cry that centers women as both powerful and threatening. It calls out interpersonal and systemic violence in Puerto Rico. The Human Rights Campaign reported that the island had the highest number of anti-trans fatalities in the U.S. in 2020. And for 2 years now, Puerto Rican Governor Pedro Pierluisi has declared a state of emergency over gender-based violence. The song ends on a somber note, a clip from a rally remembering victims killed in recent years.
These names feel like names until they're just not. There is someone that you actually knew. One of my closest friends was very close with a victim that's in the voice memo. Her name is said, and that touched me particularly because it's not just me seeing it as a horrible news. It's me having to accompany, a person who is going through deep grief.
Throughout much of the album, Vigiano is hardened to the world around her. She says a big part of that is having to navigate life as a woman and as a queer person. You get used to being defensive, to constantly looking out for yourself in the face of danger and hostility. She also knows she's breaking new ground. Music journalist Richard Villegas.
We need to be upfront about the fact that seeing queer and trans people in reggaeton, in trap, in hip hop can still be seen as a novelty.
Last summer, when Vigiano shared a kiss on stage with Dominican artist Tokisha, they received vicious homophobic backlash, including death threats. So I ask her if it weighs on her to have to represent an entire community with her platform. Maybe she just wants to have fun and make music that feels good to her. But she says she chooses to see it as liberating.
If nobody has done what I'm doing, then that means that there are no expectations and there is no rule book. I'm just making it as I go along. So you can't tell me how to bring queerness to the table because it's all I know. So I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it very excellently.
And so she celebrates queer tenderness, too. The last song on the album, Poli, is an ode to polyamory. She tells her lover she cares about him too much to deprive him of connecting with other people. Vigiano will start performing these songs this month in Texas, Argentina, Colombia, Mexico, and later on in Spain. She says she's most excited to experience La Sustancia X with her fans in person.
It's not just kids at a festival who know a song or two of me. It's kids who are like seeing an artist that represents them and that kind of like makes them feel like they can really aspire to be anything they want.
Like Vigiano Antillano, they can be confident in who they are and make sure everybody else knows it too. Isabella Gomez Sarmiento, NPR News. Nena mala, no sabes amar. Con los corazones solo sabes jugar. Chicos tontos te hicieron llorar.